Blog Talk Radio.
Good people, it's your man Beast Bum Gun live on the off ramp, May 22nd, 2013, 11 p.m. How y'all doing? Good old Wednesday, happy hump day. If you feel free, you want to call in and rap about something, a lot of stuff going on in these streets, but whether it be political, social, economical, music, money, or just regular old life shit, feel free to call in. 646-915-8680. Not sure where anybody's at tonight, but, you know, it could be just me and you tonight. Got my homie DJ C-Siren in the background. Willing to give off probably comments I'm going to have to relay to y'all as she cusses me out for ignorant stuff I say. But, hey, that's just how our relationship works. You get happy with yours, I'll stay happy with mine, and we'll be happy together. This is a bad time to be on the radio. I'm not going to lie to y'all. I mean, one, it's a late. Everybody always complains about how late we get on. It's a late night talk show. But, man, this Miami game is good. There's a good chance there's going to be a lot of pauses tonight just because I'm watching the game. I mean, it's exciting right now. I don't even know who's up. The phone line started blowing up before I could check the score. Had to get on the show, make sure everything was straight. And I want to say Miami's only up one. Somebody from Indiana just hit a big three. This is what playoff basketball is, man. This is the best part, you know. Miami-Indiana battle. San Antonio had to go to overtime last night because of Memphis. The Memphis game. It's a shame that sports is ending in about 2 weeks. Then we got a couple months to decompress, and then we got football season. If my Eagles are as bad as they were last year, if they're going to be that bad this year, then I'll be decompressing about November for my season to be over. So, we could jump right in. A lot of stuff to talk tonight. Big topic is, of course, Tiger Woods and the comments that went on from Sergio Garcia. I don't know if I kind of want to wait to talk about that. You know, my boys ain't on. My wife was going to hop on the show tonight. She's going to hop on the show, but she's still tired. And I know this can be a real heavy topic, and I would love to get different opinions from different people on this topic. So, you know, if you out there listening, call in 646-915-8680. Man, Mr. Righteous, the top dome, what's going on, bro?
No, man, not much, man. Chill, what's good with you?
Oh! Yeah, are you watching this game, yeah?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, work tonight?
No.
Oh, you just up late?
Yeah, I'm just up today, man.
All right. I'm trying to debate if I want to get into this Tiger Woods topic.
For what?
Well, it's just about the whole Sergio Garcia comment. It's just something to talk about.
Oh, okay.
I'm just debating whether I want to get into it. You know what you're talking about? What do you mean for what? We're a talk show. What to talk about?
Yeah, true. I got you, brother. Got you.
But I just don't know because I know a lot of people have opinions. You know what? Fuck it. It's the off-ramp show. We talk about what we want to talk about. People call in. If they want to call in and talk about it tomorrow, we can go back on it. So what you think about the whole comments? Just for the people who listen out there. Sergio Garcia was at a golf conference. And him and Tiger Woods don't get along. It's been known. You know, they had a little tiff last week with Tiger Woods pulling out a club. The crowd started cheering, and Sergio Garcia then hits his ball to the water and blames it on Tiger. So then he's at a golf conference the other night, and the reporter asked him, you know, would you ever have Tiger Woods over for dinner? And his response was, of course he could come on over and we'll feed him fried chicken. Now, is that a racist statement?
Is that a racist statement? It can be looked at a racist statement. It depends on the person. It depends on the people how they take it. Because that's the stereotype for all black people is that that's all we eat fried chicken. I mean, and that's like the same for like, you know, Hispanic people. All they do is eat rice and beans. Which is true.
But now.
Are you laughing?
Because all Spanish people don't eat rice and beans, yo.
I'm not saying all of them, but the ones I know, all the time they talk about rice and beans. But anyway, but that's all stereotypes, though. I mean, that's the same thing. Like, you know, saying they say all black people eat fried chicken. Not all black people eat fried chicken. Now all Spanish people eat rice and beans, but they probably would have blew it out of proportion if he would have said that about Sergio. You know, we'll bite him over for some platanos and rice and beans. You know?
Wow, they just tied it up with 50 seconds left.
You good. So it could go both ways. Because, I mean, if Tiger would have said it, I mean, they would have blown that way out of proportion. It would have been crazy, yo. Yeah, we're going to have mold for some rice and beans, some platanos, you know, throw a little adobo on top of it and be good to go.
So should Tiger be – now, I definitely think it's a racist statement. You know what I mean? Because you don't say of all the food groups you throw out fried chicken, you know why, because you consider him black. From a Hispanic person, I'm probably more disappointed. But it leads me to my question. It's like a Spanish dude wouldn't check a black dude like that because Spanish people have been through the same thing. Not to the extent as black people have, but a lot of Spanish people were slaves in the Caribbean for the whole sugarcane trade.
Right.
And they're a very poor society. You know, Spain only won one war, yo. They're like one out of 50. So my question is, do you think that Spanish people try to identify with white people? Like, I'm trying to get on a deeper level topic. Like, do you think that Sergio Garcia thinks of himself as a white man, so that's why, you know, like, do people look at him as a white man, so that's why when he said the fried chicken comment, everyone was so upset?
Like,
if Fat Joe said it, I'm just throwing a Puerto Rican dude out there. Fat Joe said it. Fat Joe says nigger all the time, and no one gets mad.
No.
And he's Hispanic.
Right. But that's what I'm saying. That's what kills me about, like, society and the world we live in when it comes to stuff like that, because people laugh and joke about it, but as soon as it's somebody not part of that race or something like that, and soon somebody outside of the race, you know, bring it up, then it's all of a sudden a racial thing, which is kind of stupid because, so, you know, people can make jokes about it all the time. This is like you got white comedians who make jokes about black people, black comedians make jokes about white people, but soon somebody of a higher stature. Soon somebody with a higher stature, you know, that upper echelon type people, soon they make a comment about stuff like that or they say something like that, then it's just like, oh my gosh, it's a big deal. But if a comedian come on stage and talk about it and make jokes about it, I mean, nobody really cares. Or if a rapper say something about it, nobody really cares. But if a Tiger Woods or Sergio or maybe a Phil Nicholson or something like that, or, you know, people like that will make comments about it, or Al Sharpton, or what's that dude named, Bill O'Reilly. They make comments about stuff like that, then it's like, oh my gosh, it's terrible. You shouldn't be saying stuff like that. But then you turn around, you got a comedian that talks about it all the time with no problem.
Right. So,
so I, I just, it's just like a double standard when it comes to stuff like that. It's just ridiculous. I mean, if you're gonna be upset about one person, you're gonna be upset everybody who brings it up.
But isn't there a time and a place to make those types of statements? Like, I see what you're saying. You know what I mean? Like I say racist jokes all the time. I feel like I'm friends with enough white people, black people, Hispanics, Asians, gay people, that I make all the jokes I want. Sometimes they're annoying. I know I can be annoying. I'm pretty sure y'all can attest to that. Sometimes, you know what I mean? Sometimes, you know what I mean, I'm ignorant and disrespectful. Mm-hmm. But I think most people who know me, most of my friends know that I mean it in the best of ways. I have good intentions. I don't mean anything by malice, how ignorant it is. And sometimes I have bad timing with stuff that I say. Mm-hmm. But I always feel like there's a time and a place. Like, I don't think I would ever tell my jokes while accepting an MVP. You know what I mean? Like, I won an MVP trophy in college. I don't think that would be my time to start saying my racial jokes. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, so I don't know if I'm calling Sergio Garcia a racist for what he says. I just think it was just bad timing. Hold on real quick, Mr. Light. Just DJ C. Siren, she got a couple comments. So why are you holding your hand up if you don't want to talk? You can't talk to me. Just me while I'm talking. Okay, Mr. Rogers, what you got? I got bad connections over here with the woman I love. She's nuts.
No, I'm just saying, I mean, yeah, it's a time and place for everything. I mean, I think it was just a bad joke. You know, he was just trying to make a joke, trying to make it funny, because obviously the reporter who asked him the question was just trying to be funny, just to see what he would say. And 9 times out of 10, sometimes when you're upset about it, you just say something. And I think in his mind, he think it was just a joke. But some things you can't joke with everybody about. Just like you said, like, you make jokes about this, that, and the third because you're cool with a lot of people. But some people are okay with it and some people aren't. But you'll go as far as you can go until that person is like, okay, that's enough is enough. I don't feel too comfortable with you making those jokes anymore. And then you kind of like cease fire. You're like, all right, I know not to joke with you no more. I'm the same way, man. I'll joke on you until you start crying. Trying to blue, talking about, you know, I don't like you joking. Okay, no problem, man. I won't joke with you no more. I know who not to joke with, who knows who not to joke with, and who to joke with. You know what I'm saying? So.
Right. Well, let me ask you this. Do you look at Sergio Garcia, because we both think that it was just a bad joke at a bad time. We both agree on that, right?
Yeah.
So do you think you look at him differently because, and this is the point that C. Siren just brought up, that Sergio Garcia and Tiger Woods don't like each other. So it's a difference of me making inconsiderate jokes with people that I know and love. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, I can make inconsiderate jokes towards y'all and my boys and my family because y'all know that I love y'all. Because Tiger Woods and Sergio Garcia don't like each other, is that joke now more with malice and more with hatred and racism because they don't like each other?
Well, I mean, that's why I say it was bad because of the whole reason why they don't like it, since they don't like each other. That's why I said it was terrible, because since they don't like each other, now he's going to throw salt in the wound on something like that. That's a little ridiculous, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, if they were cool and they answered that and he asked that question and he said that, then, you know, everything would be cool. But since Tiger know him, they not cool, the media know they're not cool, we all know they're not cool. So for him to throw a joke out there like that, then it's a little different. But this still comes with the whole double standard thing. Like, this is still, because if Sergio didn't say it and Tracy Morgan said it, would Tiger would be offended by then or what? Like, it's kind of crazy. It's kind of weird with all that stuff, man, because it's just like double standard all the way around.
But I guess with the comedy thing, if you don't like Tracy Morgan, why are you at a show?
Right. I mean, I understand that, but I'm just saying, like, anybody, like, okay, so if Sergio didn't say it, say if Phil Nichols said it, now him and Phil Nichols are cool, then would he accept it then, or would he still not accept it? You know what I'm saying? Like, even though they don't
Well, how about this? If, like you said, if Phil Mickelson said it, since him and Tiger are cool, would the media have blown it out of proportion because you know that they're good friends? Like, would the media have just said, oh, this wasn't racist, this was just fun. Hey, real quick, are you watching the Miami Heat game, yo?
Yeah, I'm going back and forth. Yeah, I'm looking at it.
Don't Ray Allen's wife just look just like him, yo?
I think she a snow bunny? Or I don't know.
He got
games.
He's in a Spike Lee movie. He ain't
married
no white girl.
But I didn't see the picture of her because I had turned my head because I'm looking at the game and I'm watching the fight compilation on World Star too. Going back and forth, yo.
You watching a fight compilation on World Star Hip Hop,
yo. Dudes is getting stretched, yo. Yo, the Family Dollar store dudes jumped this one dude, knocked him out, yo. How you a Family Dollar worker just knocking people out, yo, in front of the store? With the uniform
on. That's horrible.
But the funny thing is, when you say that Phil Mickelson, the media would have spun it so that way it was a joke. But since it's Garcia and then they're beefing, so now the media is spinning it saying he's being racist or he's being rude or something like that. You know what I'm saying? So the media has a way of spinning things to make it go in either person's favor, yo, which is crazy. Me personally, somebody said that to me, I'm like, well, we just gonna have some fried chicken. Right?
But what if it's the white guy you don't like though? You know what I mean? Like, I think that's the key. I think the key is the fact that they don't like each other.
Right. I mean, you know what, it still don't bother me because you know what? He gonna say all he want, but I got the championship, homie. I'm the number one golfer in the world. I'm worth billions. What are you worth? You have won one championship out of your whole entire career. I have a plethora.
Say that word again.
I have a plethora of championships. Homie, listen. I got divorced, gave my ex-wife half, and I'm still got billions. What do you have? Golf.
See, I thought that he would be more, speaking of his wife, see, I thought if he'd have made a joke about all of his mistresses, he'd have been okay. Mm-hmm. Like, they know they don't like you, if he'd have said, you know what I mean, break them up to dinner, I'd have, like, yeah, I'd have to bring an extra chairs for all of his mistresses. Now, people would have been like, ooh, that's a low world. But he still would have been safe, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, people would have thought it'd be racist, yeah. That's a tough, tough thing to call someone.
Yeah, but you know, the funny thing is, man, you know, but we all know Tiger is a tightwad, too, man. He's a little tight. Because remember, when he first hit the scene, I'm not black, I'm Asian, or whatever he is, I'm not black. Remember he said that? I'm not black. That's your point, man. You black.
Is that what you said it?
Yeah. Yeah, that's like, I'm not black. I'm not black.
Are you making them angry, yo?
Huh?
You're making them mixed and gay, yo.
But yo, he hit us with that, yo. Just like Mariah Carey, yo. Mariah Carey hit you with "I'm not black" and then come out with some old R&B stuff. Now I'm black. What you want to be? You black, white? What you want to do? Come on, make up your mind.
See, and me and C-Sir was talking about this earlier. I think Tiger Woods was more offended that. I don't think he was offended that he said that, oh, we'll have you for fried chicken. I think he was more offended that he was groping men with black people, yo.
Exactly.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, Paul George. Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Okay, Paul George.
Wow. To all the folks out there listening, Indiana down big. Paul George comes out
and
a jump
shot.
Beats through. Mm.
That was a heck of a shot and a tough shot, yo. Look how far. Look at that. He ain't even had his body right. He just jumped up and shot that thing. Look at LeBron face. Yeah. Oh, my God. He just made that shot.
Yeah, and there's a lot of people in Miami with a lot of fouls, too. Nah, I don't know why these kids don't jump no more, yo.
Yo, but you know what, man? Yo, this game's been, like, chippy all day. I'm kind of getting sick of it, man, because it's like, come on, man, just play the game. Why everybody want to be chippy, kicking cats in the nuts, punching in the nuts, kicking cats in the groins and kneeing and elbowing?
Yo,
and just play the game, yo.
because these refs call fouls on everything.
Yo, I swear, like, the first quarter, yo, was like, foul, big technical, foul. Yo, Miami had, like, a million defensive 3 seconds, yo, like, ridiculous. I'm like, damn, what they doing? They not switching right? They not covering the man right? Damn, cover your man.
Yo, where's Miami this on this tip-in, yo?
Now, that'd be ridiculous, yo.
Ready for the three!
Oof. Overtime.
Overtime. And I hate overtime games, yo.
So, yeah, them joints be like mad short, 5 minutes, get it in.
It just be too late in the day, yo. Oh, yo, I need time to beat off and go to sleep, yo.
I think that's some shit.
That's the best.
Yeah,
best
man.
Sleep. You don't even clean yourself. Yeah, you just lay there, yo. It's the best sleep in the world.
Oh, man, you stupid, yo.
But, yeah, man, I mean, hold it back to the whole Tiger Woods thing. I think he's just mad that people are associating him with black people, yo. I think he'd rather he probably makes black jokes himself to his white friends. He like, man, I date nothing but white women. I went to Stanford. You know, stop passing me in with them niggers.
He probably does.
I miss Tiger Woods. I bet you he wishes he was white,
yo. Hey, listen, man. I mean, God rest his soul, man. The man Mike, man, he was on the road to destruction with that same thing, same ordeal too, man. So.
Who, Mike Jackson?
Yeah, man.
I don't think Mike wanted to be Mike, yo. I think Mike was just fucked up in the head, yo. I mean, when you start touching boys' meats, yo, just something ain't right with you, yo. I love the great music he made. Don't get me wrong. I love the music, yo. But, you know, Mike was a pedophile, yo. How many times you got to get accused, yo, before? How many times you got to get accused before we find out the truth, yo? Look who showed up. All the extra money.
Better late than never, yo. Better late than never, man. Better late than never. I'm at a graduation party, yo. Totally time-lapse, yo.
Are you twisted?
Yeah, how are you? Yeah. Graduation party at 11:30
yeah,
at night.
Man. Frat Lee Irvin, yo. Lee Irvin graduated from Towson, man. Congrats to Lee Irvin. You know, he graduated from Towson, came out, ran short on time, yo. Had a couple beers. Next thing I know, it's 11:21, yo. Hopped out the bar, yo.
My bad, fellas. That's why you know y'all hanging out too many people who ain't got no jobs, yo. It's 11:30, yo, it's trash night, yo. You better be taking out the trash, yo.
Trash night, trash comes on Friday, yo. But did y'all see the Paul George? I don't mean to interrupt anything else. Did y'all see Paul George just hit that big shot?
Yes,
wow,
sir.
Yeah,
yo.
He's on the radio.
It is.
So far, it's been a great game. Mr. Rice just thinks it's a little bit too chippy. What you think?
Yeah, I mean, it's been a little chippy. I don't think it's been too chippy, but I mean, it's what you expect. Cause I think it's going to be a physical game, but I don't know. I think the Heat going to pull away in overtime, though. I just think so.
But
I don't know.
And the thing is, they know the refs are going to call every little ticky tack foul, man. They know it because they know from last year. They're going to call
it. But they haven't been, though. Those are a couple buckets. Like the Wade, when the Wade went through, that could have been a foul. Like when Hibbert went up for that, like when they blocked him like 8 times and shit, he still got the reach. Like those could have been foul. Like there's been a lot of like non calls, too.
But in the first quarter, though, it was just like ridiculous. Like the fourth quarter didn't get over it for a minute. You know, that was the longest first quarter I've ever seen in my life, though.
Yeah, that is true. That's true.
So who y'all got? Who's going to win, yo?
I mean, I'm going to say Miami just because I just think that they got a lot more, like, well, I don't know. See, I say a lot more, but, not, yo, dudes from Indiana been showing up, though, yo. It's a great game,
yo. Yo, I think when as much trash, what's that boy named Shaq kept talking about Roy Hibbert? I think he got in his ear, yo. This dude been playing tough, like, all series, yo. Like, during the season, he was so-so. For some reason, man, this dude just came out of nowhere. Has somebody been working with his game, yo?
Yeah, he's definitely been working on his game since he left Georgetown.
Yes. Oh, nigga, he's out. He was playing soft for a minute, but now he
who you got though?
Yeah.
Who you got, Beach Bomb? Who you got?
Man, I don't know, yeah. I think Indiana's gonna still game one. I still like Miami for the series. I think Miami has found something with Hibbert. You know what I mean? Like when Miami beats the guy off the dribble, Hibbert comes over to help, and Miami's just been dumping it down low. You got the guy in the back just cutting back door, and Birdman's got about 5 points off of that. I think they found something with that, you know what I mean? I think Miami's gonna make the more adjustments and win the series, but I think Indiana's gonna steal this one, you know. I don't know why. I just don't like the foul trouble that the Heat's in versus the Pacers, but I mean, actually, I'm looking at the stats now. It looks kind of even. But I got Indiana.
Yeah, it's a lot of people with four fouls. So, I mean, last time I saw it, a lot of people, like all the stars, have four fouls. So I think it's going to definitely come close. I would say that he got more finishers, but shit, man, that motherfucker. The Indiana is like making me look real full. Like they gonna make me eat my words if I say that though. So I'm cautious even saying that. You know what I mean?
He said I'm cautious even saying that. I ain't gonna say that.
I mean, neither one of my teams, so I'm not hyping either one of them. I mean, I do want to see a dynasty. I think I do. I would like to see LeBron. You know what I mean? If I'm just gonna go off just being an NBA fan, then I would want to see LeBron get the little. It hasn't been a repeat since what the Lakers did it. So I like seeing dynasties, even though I hated Kobe. I still like them. You know what I mean? Getting the three-peat and all that other kind of stuff. I like seeing that kind of stuff. You know what I mean? Despite me hating certain teams, so you know. I mean, naturally, because my Bulls are out, I would want to see the dynasty happen. But, you know, just because I kind of like being, like, a witness to, like, sports greats, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
Being part of, like, you know, like, when still, if you were still a fan, you weren't around in the 70s, right? But, you know what I mean? But you like seeing runs, like saying that you was a part of something. So.
Yeah. I mean, I like to see, you know, people who get attacked a lot in the media, you know, they shut a lot of people up all the time. Yeah, so that's why I want this dude to get like either one or two more rings, and then I can care less. You know, I can care less what the heck he does for the rest of his career. I mean, he's been getting beat up all his career, yo.
So, I want to see if Brian gets 7 rings, yo, so people can say he's better than Mike, yo.
Yo, man, they had that whole discussion on first week, man. All they kept talking about all week, yo.
Hey,
crazy,
listen, yo, I'm gonna tell you why you'll still have an argument even if he has 7 rings. It's just he just doesn't publicize them the way Mike did. Like people still talk about, like Mike had commercials, had movies, like he had so much stuff about him because he was the first, like, the first one to come, you know what I mean, the first coming, you know what I mean, the LeBron being, like, second coming or maybe the third coming if he puts Kobe in there. Like, neither one of them had that publicity, the hype that Mike did, you know what I mean? That's why
right.
That argument was always going to stand.
Yeah.
Like,
Kobe raped the girl, man. He's out of the discussion now.
You talking about that.
Well, but listen, let me tell you this, though. Like, name somebody, name a little kid that's actually been like, yo, people used to stick their tongue out because of Mike, yo. Like, people used to, like, just spread their legs open because Mike did it. You know what I'm saying?
Because of Mike.
No homo. But you know what I'm saying? Like, yo, don't tell me y'all used to go to the cup, yo, when y'all was little with a little small hoop, y'all put it down, yo, trying to do the Air Jordan dunk, yo. Like,
he didn't
invent that shit.
No, I ain't spreading my legs on no court, man. What you talking about, man? You been drinking.
Y'all lying like I said no homo, and y'all want to keep going, y'all. But you know, goddamn well, y'all used to have a small hoop, and y'all was out there sticking y'all tongue out and trying to dunk that Jordan, yo. You know y'all was doing that shit. Stop lying.
Yeah, I'm coming down like with my tongue out, my legs spread open. Come get me.
Yeah, we always stick your tongue out for Mike.
Hell no.
We talking about the wrong mic right now. We talking about the wrong mic. Y'all talking about MJ. MJ. I can't even say MJ. I'm talking about Mike Jordan out here.
I'm about to put that shit on Twitter, yo.
Yo, did y'all see that video of Chris Bosh cooking, yo?
How we talking about Jordan and Chris Bosh?
Yo. Because with the whole, because you talking about some legs open, so I just, hey, yo, Chris Bosh, he on the fence with him. So they showed this video of him cooking, and you got to see his face, yo. I'm going to send y'all a video, yo. You got to see this dude's face, yo. It's crazy, yo.
Yeah, man.
Yo, it's going to be a definite good overtime.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, yo, guess what, yo?
We out.
Chicken butt. Good night, man. Hopefully I can talk to y'all tomorrow if y'all show up.